The head of the UN's Atomic Agency is calling for any military action near Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant to stop, saying a strike on the plant could result in disaster at any time. Rafael Grossi has called for both Russia and Ukraine to facilitate an inspection of the plant by the International Atomic Energy Agency.
We certainly can all agree that any nuclear catastrophe would be unacceptable, and therefore preventing it should be our overarching goal. We must all work together to prevent it. That is our duty. That is our common responsibility. In order to help achieve that, I ask that both sides cooperate with the IAEA and allow for a mission to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant to proceed as soon as possible.
Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for the shelling at Zaporizhia nuclear plant, and the site's been struck multiple times again this week. Russia said the attacks on the plant have consequences that will be felt far further than Ukraine's borders.
We repeatedly warned our Western colleagues that if they didn't talk some sense into the Kiev regime, then it would take the most monstrous and irrational steps, the consequences of which would reverberate far beyond the borders of Ukraine. Unfortunately, that is what is now happening. Kiev's criminal attacks on nuclear infrastructure are pushing the world to the brink of nuclear catastrophe, comparable in scale with Chernobyl.
Well, earlier Ukraine said it's ready for a possible evacuation whilst accusing Russia of nuclear terrorism.
For years, no one ever thought that Europe could be under the threat of a new disaster on a nuclear power station, not because someone breaches the safety protocol, but because a certain country would use the station as a means of terror. This is what Russia is doing now.
An influential Taliban cleric known for his fiery speeches against ISIL has been killed in a suicide attack in Kabul. Witnesses say a disabled man approached Rahimullah Haqqani and detonated explosives hidden in his leg.